In studio with me, it's the Bittersweets. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you here playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge right here in Charlottesville. And come to us after an overnight trip from Philadelphia playing the Tin Angel. How was that show up there last night?
That was a really fun show. That was the first time we'd ever played the Tin Angel, and there was a good crowd there, and we took off pretty quickly after the show to get here this morning.
So. Well, I appreciate the drive. How long did it take you to get from Philly to here?
I think it took about five or six hours. Is that right?
I think I did make the land speed record and do it in 4 hours
wow.
once.
Wow. Really?
Well, yeah.
We've been driving.
Oh, we had a trailer.
Don't
We've
tell
been
anybody.
Driving conservatively since we yesterday in the middle of the day lost our trailer on the cross Westchester Expressway.
You lost your trailer?
Did, yeah.
Did you find it again?
We saw it go by us and we realized there's a problem.
Uh-oh. Well, you got all your stuff back, right?
Oh, it's fine. It was
it
actually
was all
fine.
Intact.
Okay.
No
excellent. Excellent. Well, Hannah, since you have the microphone closest to you, how about if you introduce everybody that's here this
sure.
morning?
Well, our drummer this morning, who's playing on a lovely water bottle, is Steve Bowman. And Kevin T. White is playing bass for us on this tour. And Chris Myers is up here. He's going to be playing keyboard this morning. And I'm Hannah, and I'm going to be playing guitar and doing some vocals.
All right, well, how about if you start us off with a song from the new album called Good Night, San Francisco?
Sure, we're going to do Wreck.
One, two, one, two, three. He was a cowboy living in a concrete world, trying to escape the life he'd to hold on. She'd go through boys like cigarettes, sleeping away her loneliness, giving herself for someone she could talk to. And the shadows strode as the chorus rose. Why'd you go and wreck this all? Why'd you go and wreck this all? Wreck this all. Why'd you go and wreck this all?
WNRN. Bittersweets live in the WNRN studios this morning. And performing tonight at the Gravity Lounge also, Griffin House will be there, Stephen Delopoulos will be there as well, and we're going to have some tickets to give away. So maybe you will be there courtesy of listening this morning. So let's talk a little bit about the history of this band. You came together in San Francisco?
Yeah. Chris and I met actually about 2002, and we started playing music together, and we were too afraid to play in front of anybody for a couple of years, so we just got really tight together and played a lot of songs. But it wasn't until a few years later that we finally did our first open mic, and we formed a band pretty quickly after that and made our first EP. And about a year ago, Steve and Chris and I moved to Nashville, and we left a couple other band members out in San Francisco. Not on purpose. They just didn't want to come.
Well, I understand kind of that kind of life-changing event in terms of you know, people wanting to stay. Well, it's kind of interesting because recently in the WNRN studio, we had Peter Brad Adams, who made the California to Nashville trek as well, and also used Lex Price as well. You worked with him on this new album?
Yeah, and we also see Peter about 8 times a week. He's a good friend of ours.
Well, yeah. Good. Well, Lex was right here playing in the WNRN studios with him when he was here. So tell us a little bit about Lex working with you. And we heard Peter working with him. He just thinks the world of Lex.
We're not such a big fan. No, well,
you just don't like him, huh?
Lex is amazing. He, I think his biggest attribute as a producer is just not overproducing. I feel like he's a wonderful song shaper, and he kind of just lets the songs naturally evolve into what they become on the record.
So did he produce this album?
Yeah.
He did. Well, excellent. Well, it's kind of nice to have you guys so close together. So hopefully there were people who listened to Peter and you, and he will hear maybe a little bit of what is going on in Nashville these days. What was it that drew you to Nashville? Was there something in particular? Was it working with particular people?
For us, it was just kind of, we were all at a point in our lives where we were wanting a change, and we were also wanting to tour a lot, and it's pretty difficult to tour out of San Francisco, way out over on the West Coast. And so Nashville just is a pretty good central location if you want to be out there on the road pretty regularly, and also it's just a great opportunity to be a part of an awesome community of musicians and to co-write songs and just learn a lot of new stuff and meet new people that you wouldn't get to meet out there.
And so did you do a majority of the songwriting for this album in San Francisco, or is most of this come when you've moved to Nashville?
It's about equal. I mean, the record kind of started at the end when the writing started when we were done with the first record and kind of continued through for the next couple of years, which kind of captured maybe a third of the record was written after we were already in Nashville. So I feel like it kind of captures the whole move and the whole swing across the country and everything that was going on with the band and with all of us and everything.
All right. Well, how about another live one here for us this morning in the WNRN studios? What do you got for us next?
We're going to do a song called Blue.
1, 2, 3.
Like we're cutting down lives, I'm reaching out to find an alibi. I'm wasted and I'm stuck in California. The fog creeps in like a silent thief, stealing the sunlight off my cheeks. My fog
WNRN, the Bittersweets, my guest this morning in the WNRN studios, playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. Also, Griffin House and Stephen DeLopoulos will be there as well. So then we're moving from the move from San Francisco to Nashville. Now we have to find out how you met Gary and Allison at Compass Records. Did you?
Yeah.
How did you find them?
They kind of found us.
Oh, really?
I think. I know that basically we did our first record with Vert Records out of Seattle, and stuff with them was, you know, coming to a close, and we were kind of figuring out what to do with the next record. And it was like the week we started to talk about that, our manager, you know, called me and was like, "Have you heard of Compass Records? What do you think about them?" And I think Gary had called him or something, and I don't know how that all happened, but I know that like a week later we were in there talking with them, and we got along wonderfully, and we're like, "Let's do this." So it was really, really quick. And all that happened.
And did you have the CD already finished? Or
no, we wanted to go into the studio really soon and start it. And it was just, the timing was kind of perfect. We got to Nashville, and I think it was weeks after we got to Nashville that this all happened. And then we ended up going to the studio, maybe a couple of months later, and recording the whole record. So,
the Bittersweets are my guests in studio. They're playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. I have to say that when I first got this record, I had your name. You know, you can take it apart, and, you know, bitter and sweet. And I got it all mixed up with a different band, and I had heard good things about it. So I've listened, and I was just, this is one of my guilty pleasures for a while. I have to listen to a lot of music. I don't get a chance to, like, listen to albums over and over and over again. I did that with this one. This is just a really lovely record. It has lots of nice mood changes in it, and it's beautifully sung and played. So I'm glad that you had a chance to put out this album, and whatever brought it together, I'm happy that this at least came across my desk, and I wish you much success with it. But let's hear some more, and then I'm going to need to take a quick break. So we got another one for us this morning?
Yeah, we're going to do our title track.
Okay.
Francisco, good night, all you lovers, dives and rags, get on home, it's getting late. And good night, mission ladies, good night, all 12 galaxies and Earth, get on home.
behind the curtain, the voices in my head say, you're gonna be a rock and roll star someday. San Francisco, good night, all you lonelies at the bar. Pair on up, it's getting late. And good night, all you dreamers. Good night, all you refugees of home. Get on home. Chorus calling my name out loud from behind the curtain. The voices in my head say, you're gonna be a rock and roll star someday.
WNRN with the Bittersweets in the WNRN studio. We'll have more music and conversation with them in just a minute. We just heard the title track of their most recent album. Again, my guest this morning, the Bittersweets. They have a really fabulous new album called Goodnight San Francisco, and they're playing tonight with Griffin House and also Stephen Dilopoulos at the Gravity Lounge, and glad to have them in the WNRN studios after a night of driving to make it here to the WNRN studios. So you got the new album out. You're doing a lot of touring this summer and this fall. What's the schedule like?
That's a great question. I know that we're playing, and we're playing a lot. I know that at some point we're going to be in California, and we're playing the Southeast after this, I believe. But
yeah,
I'm not
right.
100% sure of exactly when we're going to be where right now.
Okay.
But
well,
I think basically we're going to the Southeast and then driving across the country.
But you have a nice website, Bittersweet. Bittersweets.com.
The Bittersweets.com.
And get to hear a couple of songs on there and nice bio for you all and talking about this new record. So people want more information about your tour, they can check that out.
Exactly.
One more song for us this morning. Sure. And then actually, if you could tell me what song you want me to play off the album, I'll cue it up while you're playing. Do you have a preference of something that...
How about we do... Do you want
to play your, Tidal Waves?
And then she can play...
My Sweet Love?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We'll do that.
She's going to cue up My Sweet Love, and we're going to play Tidal Waves. If that works for everybody.
It works for me.
Great.
You ready?
Yep.
You have your water bottle?
1, 2, 3... Nowhere. Hiding
The Bittersweets are in the WNRN studios. They're playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge. Now, Griffin is also from Nashville. Where's Steven these days? Last time I talked to him, he was still New Jersey.
In our van.
Oh, he's in your van. There you go.
No, he lives in Nashville now.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yeah, I think he bounces back and forth from Nashville to New York, New Jersey, and
All of you touring together?
Griffin's just doing this show, but Steven and us are doing a boatload of shows together.
Cool. Well, excellent. That's good. Well, we thank you so much for coming into the WNR Studios. It's been a real pleasure for me to have you here this morning.
Thanks so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.